We now turn our attention to Louisiana. We are talking with Jenny Burnham. She is a former Louisiana FFA member. Jenny, thanks for joining us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Well, to get us started, tell us about the area where you grew up, of course, the ag landscape there, and how you first became aware of the FFA.
Sure. Well, I went to high school in Shudrant, Louisiana, which is about an hour away from Shreveport. So it's North Louisiana. We have mostly cattle. There's a little bit of farming, but it's mostly cattle, lots of fields and kind of rolling hills, but not, you know, mountainous or anything. But I became aware of FFA during high school because it was one of the largest clubs in our school, because there is so much, you know, agriculture and farming and everything. It was the biggest club in our school, and I was, you know, really excited to be a part of it. There's a lot of fun stuff, a lot of great ways to meet people and make friends. It was one of those things. The junior high at Shudrant is connected with the high school. It's in the same building. So during junior high, I would see all of the competitions and the awards that everybody would win, the fun things that the upperclassmen were doing, the high schoolers, and it seemed like a lot of fun, and I thought that I would enjoy it.
And without any art classes in your school, it sounds like you actually got hands-on creative experience through the FFA instead.
Well, I've always been kind of a creative person. I love drawing and painting and just doing things with my hands. And a few of the things that we learned during ag classes and during FFA was the welding and the woodworking and like just getting in there with our hands and making things ourselves. Like our teachers would teach us the basics, and then they'd let us go and like figure out the problems, make it work. So it really helped with that creativity void that we didn't have because we didn't have art classes. We were such a small school. I think I graduated with 36 people. So we didn't have that creative outlet except for through ag, and the teachers, the instructors really helped fill that.
Well, Jenny, are there any other projects, trips, or experiences from your time in the FFA that really stand out to you?
You know, almost everything about FFA stuck with me, and it really stands out in my mind. I know there was one project in particular that we did in woodworking class. We had to make a big chest, like a hope chest, and I had so much fun making that, and I worked so hard and made it perfect. I started over, I know, at least 3 or 4 times. But I still have that project. I still have it in my home right now. But I worked really hard on it. And I know that we went to Nationals in Kentucky. And that whole trip, just it really bonded us together. It made us more of a family, the students that I was competing with. So just everything, walking out in the woods, looking and identifying trees, everything about it just shaped who I am now.
It sounds like it was a pretty natural progression from those activities to the pursuit of photography.
Well, I had already always had an interest in photography, so it was just one more creative outlet. But the walks, like in the woods, like seeing that beautiful nature, seeing how things, like how trees grow and how like the light plays through the leaves, I really wanted to like start capturing that and not just seeing it just once. You know, so I would start bringing my camera with me. And I had, you know, one of those cheap little film cameras that you get at Walmart. But I would just walk through the woods. My parents live in the middle of the woods, so I had plenty of, you know, opportunities there at home, too. So I would just start walking around and taking pictures. And then when I graduated high school, I decided to major in it in college. So it just kind of started growing from there.
So how did you end up getting your break into photography professionally?
Well, I wanted to, you know, be a famous photographer, and I thought that I would be in galleries all over the country, and it ended up not working that way. But I do work at an art museum now. One of my professors in art school, one of my photography professors, actually told me about an open position at the museum, and it was just the office assistant, just kind of part-time answering phones, sending out emails, helping with membership, and just kind of basic office work stuff. But it was in my field of study. It was in the art world, so I jumped on it. The museum is the Masser Museum of Art in Monroe, Louisiana. It's a free museum. We're owned by the city of Monroe. So we don't charge admission. It's in a historical home. The house was built in 1929, and we've been a museum since 1963. We change our exhibitions out every 3 months. It's in the heart of Monroe. It's right next to the Ouachita River. Beautiful neighborhood, beautiful scenic views of the river. And as far as what I do at the museum, as the curator of education and public programs, I kind of create educational programming at the museum. I'll either teach classes myself, or I get teachers from the community to come in and teach workshops about the art that they do themselves. I also do a lot of tours with children from the area schools. We'll do art projects. They'll come and tour the museum, and then we'll do a little art project with them, and I lead those. I also go to the schools in the area and do projects with them. Like if a school has an accelerated reader program, if their students meet their goals, they get to do a little art party with me. and that really helps with the reading in the schools too. We've noticed a big increase in how many students meet their AR goals. It's a lot of fun. It's the best possible job I ever could have asked for.
How do you think the skills and experiences, of course, that you gained through the FFA helped you get to where you are today?
Well, it definitely helped my people skills, social interactions in FFA, making new friends, being forced to talk at events. It helped me to be a people person, and also just an appreciation for life, an appreciation for art and for being, you know, part of something.
Well, Jenny, do you have any advice or suggestions that you might like to share with the current or incoming FFA members?
I think the biggest thing that I took away was making friends, being part of something, just sticking with it, being proud of what you do, and really immersing yourself into something that you can believe in. So I would say to current members, stay with that. Be proud of FFA, be proud of what you're part of, and make sure you do the work that will make you proud.
Well, Jenny, thanks again. We've been talking with Jenny Burnham, a former FFA member from the state of Louisiana and now the curator of education and public programs for the Master Museum of Art located in Monroe.